And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock and I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the season finale of Total Bellas. Coming to you on the upgraded equipment, by the way. I just have to mention that because there's no more buzz.
Yeah, there's no more buzz, even though no one on the thing would hear buzz because it's edited out. Because this is a podcast, not the live show.
But still, no more buzz. Upgraded equipment, y'all. So,
Professionalism.
So I'm just going to come out and say it. This was a very quiet ending to the series. There was a lot of uneventful things that happened in this episode, which is probably really good because what happened was really, really, really super heavy.
We didn't get to see any of it.
The actual physical breakup of John Cena and Nikki Bella was not filmed. Or if it was not put out publicly, either by their requests or what have you. But more than likely, it wasn't caught on camera. And so, yeah, we'll get to that. But needless to say, initial thought is a very quiet ending. They kind of balanced a lot of the really heavy, sad stuff with Nikki with the comeback story of Daniel Bryan. This was very much a Daniel Bryan, Nikki Bella focused episode where we followed them the week before WrestleMania, and we had a yes party thrown by Brie to celebrate Bryan's return, which was so sweet.
Yeah, I called it the yes party because she had big giant yes balloons there. It was just her. It was Birdie, Brie, Nikki, and Bryan having lunch, but it's a party because he has balloons and everything celebrating his big return to the ring coming up at WrestleMania.
It's a party. He has cake.
He has cake.
So we hear more about Bryan getting cleared and how that all went. Basically, he had to fly back from Dubai to get the final tests done.
He flew in. There were four doctors waiting for him.
God, that's got to be horrible. But at the end, he got the magic piece of paper that said he was cleared. And next thing he knew, he had to call Carano. And he got the good news. And so he was beyond excited. The girls are happy for him. Birdie is squealing.
Yeah. I need to point out something. One, John got emotional over it. Two, so there are a lot of people reporting, oh, Daniel Bryan was cleared for weeks. No, he flat out said at 9:40 something, he got the paper and said cleared the day before they announced it.
Yep, pretty much. So that
Monday night in Dallas, he was cleared at 9:40 something. So it's like, yep, that's his only time he was cleared. Beyond that, there was no planning.
Yeah, and John called him, was super happy for him, and congratulated him for it. So that's really, really sweet. And then we go from the yes party to Napa, where we see the final wedding details getting sort of ironed out, but sadly John Cena is not there. But we see Nikki pick the theme for the reception, we see the venue, we see all of it, and it was bound to be a beautiful wedding. John, I'm sure, would have lost his mind, but sadly it's not to be. But they all believe at that point that John will love it, because at this point the wedding is still on. And she picks a lovely sort of romantic theme, I think, with daisies, I forget what, but yeah, it was really pretty.
Yep.
And then we hear John Cena cutting his Mania promo on The Undertaker, who's now on Instagram, ironically.
It's so fitting that now, after the feud, he's actually on Instagram.
I know, right? It's like, damn it, ill-timed.
Could have had it.
So, we could have had the thing. We could have had them yelling at each other over Instagram. It would have been great. But anyway, we go 2 days before WrestleMania. We're in New Orleans. And basically, we've gone full circle for Daniel Bryan. Brie talks about how 4 years ago in WrestleMania, Bryan was in the main event. And that's where everything started to really slowly crumble for him. And he started to have all the problems. And now they're back 4 years later. And he's healthy. He's happy. And he's getting ready to come back to wrestling. So that's really, really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
We see the Bellas touring access. And I think this is the point where Nikki was walking around in her red hat And she just wanted her tits out and to wear glitter?
No, that's a little later. That's WrestleMania.
That's a little later? Okay.
That's a little later.
The teaser for a little later is Nikki's wearing a red hat, and she's just walking around saying she wants her boobs out and to wear glitter.
Yeah, this is 2 days before Mania. This is Hall of Fame night, so she was classy at this point.
Yes.
But so, they see the Cena proposes to Nikki set up. Okay, so I got a question now. What do they do with those figures? Do they actually release them, or are they now just going to be put in somewhere, and people in Africa will get John Cena and Nikki Bella toys and have no idea what's going on?
I feel like they could release the Nikki figure.
But no, it was a set. But
here's the thing. You could break the set apart, and you could release the Nikki figure, and you could release the John figure separately.
But what do you do with the ring?
You check the ring. I mean,
but he's on bended knee. I mean, that's the figure. It's you really can't.
Well, the legs unbend. I mean, you know.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like it's a Ken doll, essentially. It's a Ken version of, or it's a John Cena version of Ken. So you unbend the legs and it's fine.
But it, you know, that was kind of awkward.
It was really, this whole episode was awkward. But yeah, so you see Nikki getting all emotional about it, and she's all excited about the set, and she's like, look, they even got the ring right, and she holds up the ring.
And now here was a key line. Nikki wants her and John back in the same place so they can grow back together again.
Yeah, so the problem is Nikki and John have been spending a lot of time apart because John's schedule is so busy, and Nikki's schedule is so busy, so she just wants some time with him. That's what she keeps saying. She wants time with him. Which is kind of a reversal after Paris, because she really didn't want to spend time with him in Paris, or while she was in Paris. That's what she was kind of alluding to. And so now she's back in the States, and she's like, I just want to spend time with him. I just want to be with him. And she gets a little time with him on the red carpet for the Hall of Fame, but she's not going to get to see him much after that because he's super busy. And so is she, but she's grateful for the time of walking the red carpet with him. And we see them doing that, and they're happy and they're ecstatic. And we see Brie and Brian, they're happy and ecstatic. So everything seems like it's okay on Planet Bella right now.
Now we get to WrestleMania Day. We go out drinking with the family, and now, Lindsay.
Yes, so the family goes out to this bar. They're all in Daniel Bryan shirts in support of Daniel Bryan, except for Nikki Bella, who was walking around in a red stocking cap, a skinny itty-bitty tank top with a lot of boobage showing, and covered in glitter. And it's one of my favorite lines where they're like, well, why aren't you in a shirt? And she's like, I just want to go boobs out and walk around and wear glitter.
And then her brother mentions how she looks like, you know, a penis, and she's glad she looks like a boner because it means she's having a good time.
Right? And then it's the ultimate debate. Is it better to be a dickhead or an asshole? I think it's kind of the same, honestly.
It really is the same.
It's kind of the same thing, but okay, all right. And then JJ thinks he can be an announcer.
He really can. He was trying to do an introduction for Bray, and he was using Nikki's lines. It just wasn't working.
Yeah, so we see that. We have a couple drinks with the family. We celebrate, and then we go to the arena where, by the way, Bree has sent a picture of Nikki in the Red Rocket. And the first thing we see when they get there, aside from them being like, it's so weird to, you know, not have anything to do here, is Brian jumps out of a golf cart out of nowhere and steals Nikki's hat.
Yep. He's the Red Rocket now.
And they all have a good laugh.
And she posted, Nikki put it out on Instagram or Snapchat or something. It was a story of somewhere. It was a story.
Yeah. And so then we kind of get the look back of Brian retiring, and we get his sort of reaction to the whole thing and how excited he is and how ready he is and just really how thrilled he is. You can see that in the sit downs with him specifically. You see how much more alive he is now that he's cleared to wrestle again.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas before, I mean, and I'm not saying he wasn't alive before, but it was just like he had no purpose and he was trying to find a purpose, and now he's found it again and he has what he really wants to do back. So he's in a really, really good place emotionally. He's super happy. We see more cuteness with Brie and Brian, where Brie's fixing his hair before his match. He asks her to, and they sort of talk, and they have this really cute moment together where she's all excited for him. And it's sweet. It's just so sweet.
It's awesome. It's like you're building up to a big moment. It's awesome.
And then we get the match. We get to see the big entrance. We see the reaction of the crowd. And Brian says that whenever he comes out, there's excitement. But before, he really couldn't do anything with it. Now he can, because he comes out and he's excited and the fans are excited. And now he can wrestle. He can do something with that excitement. He can channel it and he can sort of work the crowd a little bit with that excitement. So it's pretty cool to see that. And we get highlights of the match where it's like he's talking about it and he's like, first matchup back in typical Daniel Bryan fashion, he gets beat up. Yep, that's Daniel Bryan.
I love how they left out the whole, I'm being put on a stretcher part of the match out of the clips, by the way.
Well, you know, it's neck injury, head injury. You don't want to show him getting put on a stretcher.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, people wouldn't necessarily understand that he wasn't really hurt. He was just hurt. So yeah, people would be like, oh my God, he got up off a stretcher and they let him wrestle still. Oh my God, that's so irresponsible. No, y'all. No, it's not like that. Not like that.
One of the best things was, like, he's talking about having a hard time keeping a smile on his face while wrestling, and even while taking the apron powerbomb, which he said, doesn't feel good.
I love that. He's like, doesn't feel good.
Doesn't feel good.
But it was awesome!
It was awesome.
So cute. And then after the match, we see the reaction backstage. They ask Brian how he feels, and, you know, describe it in one word, and he's like, unbelievable. That's the only way he can really describe it. So it's cute, and then we see Bree and Brian together, and what's really adorable is they sent them pictures of Birdie watching Brian wrestle.
And he started to cry right away.
He started to cry right away, because that's really why he wanted to come back, was he wanted his daughter to see him wrestle, and the fact that they have pictures of her watching him is just so cute!
Yeah, it was cute.
It's like I said, there was a lot of really adorable things that happened between Bree and Brian that sort of balanced everything with Nikki. Yeah. And then, of course, we get, you know, John Cena versus The Undertaker on the show, so we have a new Total Diva in The Undertaker. Maybe a good foray for him to show up on another show? Possibly? Maybe?
I've read one tweet, like, next season, Taker Michelle, go to the gun show or something like that. Hunting range, hey. Or firing range or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sure they have. But I'm just saying, Miz and Maryse are now in Austin.
I mean, it's possible.
It's entirely possible. We could get the Takers on Miz and Maryse or on Total Divas or something. I don't know. Could be cool. Actually, it might not be. But anyway, not going to go there. Moving on.
Another day, another topic.
Another show.
There you
so
go.
1 week later.
Dum, dum, dum.
In San Diego. Beautiful San Diego. All these, by the way, all this show has made me want to do is go to San Diego because it's so pretty. It's like, I want to go and I can't afford it. So, all right. We're at this lovely restaurant. We're with the Danielsons. They're celebrating their 4-year anniversary and they talk about everything that's happened in the last 4 years. That 4 years ago, they bought their first house together and now they've closed on it and they're moving on. That they got married 4 years ago and that Daniel was essentially had to retire 4 years ago. And it's just all, you know, everything has come full circle for them. And while they're in this lovely moment, Daniel gets Bree this wonderful present to which he's trying to get her to open it. Nikki starts texting and she starts blowing up Bree's phone and Bree's like, I'm just going to ignore it. And so Brian presents her with these beautiful diamond earrings that to replace the ones that she had lost, one that her grandpa had given her. And she was so upset. So Brian got her new ones to replace it, which was so sweet. And they have this wonderful moment, except Nikki cuts in again. And Bree's like, hold on, let me check. And Bree gets this look on her face and Brian's like, is everything okay? And Bree's like, no. And Nikki then calls and they put it on speaker and she says that she's coming back to San Diego, that apparently, without saying it, but implying it, Nikki and John have quasi had it out with each other. And the wedding is essentially off.
That is, you heard her really emotional. And yeah, you could tell they had it out. And she's coming back to San Diego alone.
And
it's all over.
Yeah. And so she hangs up because she's like, hey, I got to call you back. And Brian's like, well, there's no harm in postponing it. But they're both obviously very concerned because this is the second time this has happened. And Nikki is very clearly upset and they don't really know what to do. And Bree's sit down was really, really interesting because she's like, the first time it happened, I was really upset. I was sad. I was crying. And this time I feel like they weren't aligned. They had grown apart and that there's something something deeper going on here.
Yeah.
And because they're twins, she can feel it. But basically, Bree and Brian now have to plan for Nikki to come back, which she does. Bree goes and picks her and Mama Bella up at the airport. So Mom came out in support. Go, Mom. And we're in the car and we're driving, and Nikki gets very upset. And she says, you know, there was something stopping her from walking down the aisle with him, that she realized that there's more going on. There are deeper problems than what she ever thought were possible, which I don't think this is a new realization for her. I still kind of maintain that when the first breakup happened, she knew.
She knew, but she's coming to grips with it. Like, she was trying to fool herself into thinking, okay, everything will be okay, but this is what's been going on.
Yeah, she's tried to supplement it, and it's not working. And so she basically told John that she needs to work on her, that she made the decision to leave. She was up till 4 a.m. packing. She brought everything with her, apparently, or everything that would fit in her suitcase. And she's going to work on her and think about it, that she doesn't want to be a 66-year-old woman and start living life at 63. And John has obviously told her to think about it, you know, take a couple days. But he wants a decision by, I think she said, Monday.
Yeah, they're... Right then, it was a few days, and then later on, it's like Monday. It's like, but she doesn't want a time limit. She wants, you know, she wants to figure this out. She doesn't want to be rushed into thinking about it, which I agree with her.
Yeah, I completely agree with her. This is a decision you can't take lightly. And if you are having second thoughts, yes, absolutely, hit the brakes on it and say, hey, wait a minute, let me think about this first.
But I can also see why he was trying to put a time limit on, because I think at this stage, he was probably preparing to go to China, so he was probably, hey, before I go all around the world, we should figure this out.
Yeah, but I mean, again, it's like, and also they were, what, 3 weeks from the wedding at this point, so it's probably, look, if we're going to call it off, we need to call it off. So, yeah, I mean, there's a reason for the time limit, but at the same time, it's like, if she's really having cold feet, maybe you should, I don't know, just let her do the thing. But I wasn't in the room. I don't know what happened. I don't know what was said. But yeah, she doesn't like having the time limit. It kind of pisses her off a little bit. And she's tired of forcing herself to be happy. And basically, she wants to make sure she's making the right decision. Like, she still loves him. She misses him terribly. She's super upset that the fact that this has happened again. But she wants to make sure that this is the right choice
for both of them. Yeah, before she gets down that aisle. She wants to make sure this is the right thing for her. And I don't blame her.
Yeah, once you do it, it's really hard to undo it. So if you're not sure you want to, it's really better to decide that before you do the thing. So good call on her for deciding, hey, I just need to take some time and think about this. Because, I mean, again, remember, they wanted to keep their same date. So they've been rushing everything. And he has not been a part of it. And she's just kind of been on her own. And it's really all season we've seen it where it's fed into these problems that she's having. And it's all finally now coming up to the surface.
Okay. This is going to be the wrong way to put it, but I'll put it in a wrestling term. Okay?
Okay.
In this scenario, Nikki Bella's Bray Wyatt.
Oh, no.
He has a match with The Undertaker at WrestleMania. He's doing all the work, and on day of, Undertaker, in this case John Cena, just shows up for it.
The fact that you made a Bray Wyatt Undertaker analogy regarding John Cena and Nikki Bella's wedding. Just what? What?
But am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You're so not wrong. I'm just saying.
It was the best one I could come up with.
I know. But while this is all going on, Nikki is walking around in... We have to bring this up every time, but it's like it was to the point Brian commented on it, and it was the side boobage. There was a lot of side boobage going on there. It's like at one point she's in the kitchen and she's kind of turned to the side, and you see how much of her side is exposed. And there's nothing wrong with this, but I'm like, there is nothing holding those in.
Nope.
She is like one bend over away from just everything malfunctioning there and it all just coming flying out. So let's hope to God she doesn't bend over, because that could be awkward.
So she spent the night alone in the San Diego house. Then we come back to Brian's the next day, where, you know, she wants to be alone but wants to run back to John at the same time. She's very confused about everything.
Yeah.
And then John Cena tweets something.
Oh, John. Oh, John, the infamous tweets that kind of started everything, because I'm not sure if the breakup was public at this point.
No, this was not a breakup tweet. This was him alluding to stuff before the breakup.
Yeah, basically it was the mysterious tweet of, you know, they love you and kiss you and then they kick you right in the nuts. And Nikki is just like, you know, very shocked and confused. And basically, you know, well, why would he tweet that? Is that a shot at me? And Brian brings up, you know, well, you know, it's not like his fiance walked out on him 3 weeks before the wedding or anything, you know?
And she starts to laugh. He starts to laugh. It was funny.
It's like, oh my God, Brian, stop. You're not helping, but you're helping.
Yeah.
So this is where we find out Nikki has the decision, you know, has to make the decision by Monday, and she's gonna head back to the San Diego house, and they tell her, hey, well, you know, take Winston so you're not alone, and then she looks at Winston and she's like, she can't, he's not allowed.
Not allowed.
Which, I know you had a problem with it, but it's like, to me, it would look really bad for her if she's at the house and it's on camera caught that the dog was in the house.
It's not that I have a problem with it. It just shows the symbol of the relationship where she can't have, like, anything in the home. It's just, it symbolizes everything that's gone on. When she needs something to be with her, just to comfort her, there's nothing there. And it just, it's a symbol of everything.
Yeah, it's a really good metaphor. And what's really interesting is when she was in the house and she was walking through it, they just had a kind of a montage of her walking through it. The house itself, there's no personal effects. Like, in the front hallway, basically the front entry, as you come in and there's a hallway where you go back. You can go into the formal living room, or you can go in the formal dining room, or you can go back to the back of the house. There's this little hall table there. There's nothing on it. No tchotchkes, no pictures, no nothing. There's no picture on the wall there. There's nothing. It's just a really barren table. And the more you look at the house, you realize how empty the house is. And I know they just moved into it. They're very busy people. They don't have time to set it up. I get that. But it's just like, it's a show house. It's again, another really good metaphor for their relationship, where it's a beautiful exterior, it's a beautiful facade, but the inside is empty.
So yeah.
Yeah, very, very interesting. But Nikki then says that, you know, she knows her decision. She just doesn't want to say it. And this is her and Bree talking on the couch the next day. She really doesn't want to hurt John, and that it's really nobody's fault, which I disagree with. And I'll get to that, but basically they had an amazing love story and now it's come to an end. I don't feel like blame is a useful thing in this, but I feel like there is fault on both sides of this, where it's there is a reason they grew apart. There is a very, very good reason why they grew apart, and there's blame on both sides of that, which, again, that's not the right word to use, but for any relationship, there is, you know, a breakup is not necessarily always one-sided. And I feel like in this, they both have things that they could have done better. There are things that, you know, could have been fixed. You know, I think the biggest one is that they just could have talked to each other. Like, communication was very clearly the biggest issue.
And we've been saying that since episode one of Total Divas.
Oh my God, yes. I mean, there were a lot of secrets, there was a lot of stuff, and he mentions it, she mentions it later in the episode, which I'll get to here in a second, but yeah, so about the communication issues, so we'll talk about that here, but basically, Bree is like, well, he made a choice, he wanted a strong career, he has it, but he lost the girl of his dreams because of it, so, you know, it's, again, if you want the career, if you want the money, you want all of it, that, you know, the sacrifice is sometimes the people that you love. And in this case, John Cena wanted more out of his career. And so that took him away from Nikki Bella. And that's not necessarily anything really to hate him for. It's just that's what he wanted. And that's what he went after. And so that was one of the reasons they grew apart. Because with him going away and him doing his own projects, that forced Nikki to fill her time and do her own projects, which then pulled her away from John, and also really forced her to, quote unquote, grow up and grow into her own person. And she's grown into a person where she's less needy than she was before, and she's stronger, she's smarter, and she can stand on her own 2 feet. And the idea of having to walk behind him, or, you know, basically being Mrs. John Cena, just doesn't appeal to her anymore.
Nope. Now it's 1 week later.
At the beach.
At the beach, you know. We do everything.
So the girls are at the beach. They're having some quiet time. And basically, Nikki has told John how she felt. They were completely honest with each other. And she let it all out. She told him everything that had annoyed her, everything that had pissed her off, everything she was feeling. Apparently, it was a very frank conversation. This was not caught on camera. And it's because, you know, she holds so much in. He says he told her that he really didn't know her at all.
No. And like he was like, I hope to get to know you at some point, which
is mildly horrifying.
It is. It's like you're missing that deep connection.
It's like you lived together for 6 years. 6 years. You were in the same house. You traveled together. You were getting ready to get married and have kids together. And you didn't know her. You didn't know each other.
It's weird.
It's just like, what? And I'm not judging them at all. It's just I heard that and I just had to sit here. And there's a lot of stuff that's come out in this season that you just look at what that relationship was and you're like,
what was it?
What was it? Like, what was it? Because it's just, you know, they didn't really know each other and they didn't, you know, they figured out they really couldn't spend a lot of time together. And, you know, basically they couldn't do all the normal married couple stuff, but they were going to get married.
Yeah, because they were in love. They were in love with the idea, but they weren't, like, in love with each other because they were never together. Like, the more the time they had to spend together, the more time they grew apart from who they were, and it sucks.
But well, that's what happened. And what happened is they both changed.
Oh, yeah.
In 6 years, which that happens in relationships, let's all be honest, you grow and you change as you get older, and Nikki Bella is not who she was when she started dating John Cena. We've seen her grow and mature before our eyes on Total Divas and Total Bellas. John Cena has changed. He's grown and matured. And I'm assuming we have never seen that because he never lets us see that. But
because you can't see him.
Accurate. So, yeah. But I mean, they have both grown and changed as people. So it's like he was so... And the incredible irony in this whole situation, and she even mentions it as they're sitting on the beach, is he was all about them not getting married when this all started. He just wanted to date. He just wanted a companion. He just wanted her to live with him. Now, he's all in for the wedding. He's doing everything he can to get her back. He's begging her to come back, and she doesn't want to get married. When that's all she wanted. For what, 5 years?
Pretty much.
To get married and have kids, and now it's that's not what I want, which is fair, but it's an incredible irony at the end of this episode.
It is what she wants, but she wanted it with the person that she started falling in love with. Now that person's no longer there. That person is different. 6 years ago, they were both WWE superstars wrestling a full-time schedule. That bond they had, where they were on the road together, spending time, ability to have talk to each other. They were confined. They were in the same spot. They had nothing else to do but that.
Yep.
Now they're no longer WWE superstars on a full-time schedule. Nikki's not even a wrestler at this point. She's a once-in-a-year performer. Cena, very limited schedule. He's on the other side of the planet. It's like, he's away for months. They were so close. And now they're so distant, and that's what ended it.
Yeah, it's the distance. They grew apart. That's the only thing you can say is they just grew apart, and there's not necessarily any blame in that, but just growing apart stacked on top of all the other issues these two had with each other, you get it, you see it. So anyway, so basically Nikki said, you know, John asked Nikki if she needs anything from him, and she says, just let me go and let me do me. And Nikki then tells Brie that she's moving out and she's going to find her own place. And, you know, that John's an amazing person and she really hopes she doesn't regret this. And the whole thing is, she says that she didn't want to let the fans down. Like, when you're in such a high profile relationship, you don't want to let anybody down because everybody expects the fairy tale. Everybody wants the fairy tale. You wanted to see them get married and live happily ever after and have 20 kids and all this other stuff. We all wanted that for them. And it's, you know, when she started having second thoughts, it's, well, I can't let anybody down. But in the end, it's like it got too much for her and she was on the verge of a breakdown and she had to do something about it or else it was going to end really, really badly. So you can't fault her.
No, you don't. There's no fault. It just life happened. And life took them in two different directions. She's like, if you don't feel like you're making the right decision, don't do it.
Great advice.
She feels like she hasn't felt like herself in a very long time. Reminds people, follow your heart, because the sun will always rise. It's true.
It's very true, and she's right. She hasn't been herself for a really long time, because I feel like, and I've said this, I think, on either last season or two seasons ago, that you've seen the change in her, and she's trying to really force herself to be someone she's not, where she's trying to class herself up to be with him, to be on his level. And you, and not to say that she's not classy. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you saw her trying to get to what she felt was his level.
She was trying to mold herself into him. That's what she was trying to do. She was trying to become the female version of him in every manner.
And
it didn't work.
And it didn't work. And because of that, she started to lose herself. And now she realizes that she's lost and she has to find herself. So she's going to do that. She's going to take some time. She's going to chill out. She's going to find herself. And whatever happens, happens. If she figures it all out and he's still there waiting for her, hey, great. They'll get married. If he still wants to. If he doesn't want to, then it wasn't meant to be.
Which we'll get to in a second. Finish what they did.
So then, as we finish the drinks on the beach, and Nikki, you know, is basically saying, hey, I feel so much better. I feel awesome. Things are great. Bree whips out that, well, if we're going to spend the summer together, then we have to, you know, get matching outfits, to which she pulls out these amazing jean jackets that have best friend in the broken heart charm on the back.
Who needs a necklace when you have jean jackets?
That's amazing. And Nikki's like, did you really buy these? And Bree's like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So she's all proud of it.
They're going to be spending the summer together, so that is cool. I want to go back to one thing.
Okay.
It was reported by TMZ that they're done.
Yes.
It's over. Officially. It's officially done. They've moved on. So we'll see how it goes. Will they find themselves again? Who knows? But we're probably going to see stories coming out. Nikki, who is Nikki dating now? Has John Cena found another woman? Us Weekly will be all over.
Actually, they probably will be left. He might not be. She probably will be, but it depends on how high profile she is. But yeah, just to kind of give a little bit more update on that story, she has moved out of the house. She's currently house hunting right now to find a place in San Diego. And they took some time to attempt to work on the relationship to see if they could fix it. And as of, I think, this week or last week, it became official that no, they can't fix it, they can't work it out, and they're gonna move on. And so he's gonna go off and do his thing, she's gonna go off and do her thing, and that's that. If they ever come back together, wonderful. If not, it is what it is.
We'll get the full story when Total Divas premieres this September.
Yes, because I'm sure there will be lots more footage about that. Maybe, maybe not, because Nikki is an executive producer, so she can, you know, be like, no, I don't want that on there. So we'll have to see. But yeah, like I said, it was a very quiet ending to the relationship, which almost seems apt. Like, I don't know if I could have handled seeing the full breakup. I don't know if it would have been okay to see that, just because that, you just look at her and you can tell that was such a raw experience for her, that the last thing you want is that blasted all over TV.
Oh yeah, you don't want that on TV. I wanted to see it just because, you know, curiosity, but no, you don't want that on TV. You don't want your whole life exposed like that. There's no need for it to be on television. So the ending of the show is not the ending they had planned for this season. It was supposed to be the wedding. That's how this was supposed to go, and we got a different ending, and now when Total Divas comes up, we'll see something different. Same goes for next season, Total Bellas.
Yep, so we'll see the Danielsons move on, and we'll see Nikki move on, and where life takes them, no one knows. But that is the end of Total Divas Season 3, hopefully with a Season 4 to come. So, well, this show, this portion of this show may be done, but we have lots of other great programming for the Rack Extra Reviews. Check out Ms. and Mrs., Episode 2 available right now, so go check that out, as well as Episode 1, 3, and 4 coming in the next few weeks as the show airs. So that's pretty awesome. It's a wonderful show. You should totally listen to it. And we'll be back with Total Divas, too.
And other specials to come, but we're always live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, and also, Timeless! It's got saved!
So the Rack Extra Review is Timeless. We'll have one more episode. One more. So there's
good job, guys. There's good job, y'all.
Make sure you follow us on social media, Rock Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, all that fun stuff is at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And while you're at it, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLab.
Subscribe with your Amazon account, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back very soon with Total Divas and Ms. and Mrs. Till then, bye!